W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After an Israeli airstrike that killed seven aid workers in Gaza, the White House warns its policy on Israel may change if immediate action is not taken to protect civilians and aid workers in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
This week's horrific attack on the World Central Kitchen was not the first such incident. It must be the last.
The warning came in a call between President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu today. One observer tells CBS's Holly Williams of the IDF's actions.
This strike is indicative of a pattern that the IDF has shown of targeting negligence, callousness towards civilians.
Wes Bryant is a retired master sergeant who served in the U.S. Air Force.
At least one vehicle was clearly marked, and the other two were very clearly a part of that convoy. And that right there would have been one of the checks to say, hey, wait, this is a yellow flag or a red flag here.
The Israeli military calls the airstrike a tragic mistake. A spring snowstorm pummels the Northeast. In Portland, Maine, this snow lover says it had been a mostly pleasant winter.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Hardly a winter.
Yeah.
But this is the crappy kind of push because it's heavy and wet.
Heavy rain fell and high winds brought down trees in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And portions of northern New England could see as much as 2 feet of snow. At least one person is dead and three others injured after a portion of a crane collapses and hits two cars on a bridge in downtown Fort Lauderdale, Florida. CBS News Miami's Joan Murray says it happened during rush hour.
This accident left a hole in the bridge, so they're going to have to address it. OSHA is on the way. Also, officials from the Florida Department of Transportation. This investigation is just beginning, and Southeast 3rd Avenue Bridge will remain closed until further notice.
1,000 miles to the north, President Biden tomorrow will visit the site of the deadly Baltimore Key Bridge collapse. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
This is really an opportunity for the president to see the damage up close and also the recovery effort up close and to be in the same room with the stakeholders. So it's an opportunity for the president to hear what the needs may be and to get a sense for the scope of the effort, sort of a boots-on-the-ground approach.
The bodies of four victims have yet to be recovered from the debris. Today marks 56 years since the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. A crowd gathered in Atlanta at the King Center Freedom Plaza for a wreath-laying and prayer service led by King's youngest child, the Reverend Bernice King. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
He was higher where there were races for mayor and county executive, as well as a big school referendum. After a year on the job, Wisconsin's Secretary of State says she's doing more with less. Sarah Godlewski tells Up North News the office has to scramble to provide its services after being downsized and defunded almost a decade ago.
The legislature has been so extreme when it comes to their power grab that they've basically defunded this constitutional office.
The office authenticates 15,000 documents a year for everything from international business to adoptions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost 7-3 to the Twins yesterday. It was the crew's first loss of the season. They have the day off before opening a three-game homestand tomorrow night against the Seattle Mariners. NFL, Patrick Taylor is no longer with the Packers. After 4 years, the backup running back and special teams player has signed with the 49ers. Taylor turns 26 later this month. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Grizzlies, 111-101. It was their fourth loss in the last five games. Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, Patrick Beverley all out with injuries. Giannis played but was spotted grabbing the back of his leg. Is it a sore hamstring?
Yeah, I don't think it's hamstring. I don't know. But again, I saw the same thing you saw.
I don't know what he was reaching for. I didn't like it. I just didn't like it. And in a game when you have Dame out and Chris out and you played last night, my gut was saying, all right, let's shut this thing down tonight.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We have just a slim chance of some rain or snow showers in the overnight. Won't amount to a whole lot, though. Mostly cloudy skies, mid-30s by daybreak, but north winds will be gusty. On Friday, we'll see some rain and snow showers ending, then clearing in lower 40s. It's 39 at our studios.
The Don Rosen Morning Show, weekdays 6 till 8, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Happy Donner's Tag. It's Thursday. What if the person the majority of Americans voted for actually became president? We'll talk about that in a minute. By the way, just a couple of news things real quickly. The CIA is warning Israel that Iran is going to attack them within the next 48 hours. And today, President Biden is going to be speaking with Mr. Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu. We'll see if he pulls back those bombs that we committed to them on the day that the World Central Kitchen people got murdered. So anyhow, back. Oh, and also Twitter is putting, or X is putting those little blue checks back on media people. It's very strange. Are Republicans starting to realize that Trump and MAGA Republicans are dancing to Putin's tune? We'll get into that in just a moment. And might the FCC bring back net neutrality? What is net neutrality anyway? We'll talk about that in a few minutes also. At the top of the second hour of our program today, Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update on what's going on in Ukraine. He is live in Kyiv right now. Also, Alabama Republicans are trying to criminalize librarians simply for doing their jobs. I'll tell you about that. And geeky science. Can a vegan diet help diabetics? An amazing new study. In the third hour of our program, might Judge Mershon send Trump to jail now? Interesting events overnight. I'll tell you about that in the third hour. Also, has anyone noticed that Donald Trump's bond was rejected by New York State? Now, this is probably just a technical glitch, but it's interesting. I'll tell you about that in the third hour. And our Hunter at a Farmer's World alert. Put a notepad pad by your bed for ideas. It's an interesting concept. I'll share all that with you as we go through the program. But to start out, very interesting stuff, you know, going on in the voting realm right now. Maine took a huge step yesterday. The Maine legislature yesterday passed a provision or a law, basically saying that when other states that represent 270 electoral college votes, excuse me, let me rephrase that. That they're joining the other states that right now is at 209, and they want to get it up to 270. When the majority of the country votes for somebody, then these states representing right now 209 electoral votes, but you know it'll become operational when they hit 270. That these states will give their electoral votes to whoever won the majority vote in the United States. In other words, back when in 2000, for example, George W. Bush lost that election by 500,000 votes, but he ended up in the White House because of the Electoral College. Well, under this provision, and similarly in 2016, Donald Trump lost the popular vote, the national vote, by 3 million votes. He lost the election by 3 million votes, and yet he was also in the White House. And I mean, in fact, the last time a Republican was actually elected with a majority of Americans say, yes, we want this person for president, was 1988, George Herbert Walker Bush. That was the last time a Republican was actually elected president. Can you imagine how different America would be if Bush and Trump had not served, we wouldn't have had the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. We wouldn't have a right-wing Supreme Court right now. Abortion would still be, controlled by Roe v. Wade. In other words, largely legal until viability with some restrictions. The nation would not be $32 trillion, $34 trillion in debt. We never would have had the Bush tax cuts. We never would have had the Trump tax cuts. You wouldn't have exploding billionaires, that is to say, the number of billionaires exploding and the wealth of billionaires exploding, and, you know, because of those massive tax cuts by George W. Bush and Donald Trump. I mean, America would just be a very different place. All the states, the Supreme Court would not have ruled that you can't expand Obamacare via Medicaid to all the states, so everybody in America would have health care right now. If we had just put the people in the White House that the majority of Americans voted for. Well, this interstate compact is the way of making that happen. And Maine signed on yesterday, and it looks like Michigan is going to sign on very quickly. The legislation is moving through their legislature. That will take us to 225 states. And now we're kind of hitting the wall because, the states that we need now have Republicans controlling either one branch of their legislature or their governor's mansion. And as a result, they're not going to join the interstate compact because Republicans hate this. In fact, Trump's whole strategy to win in 2024 is based on not winning the popular vote. He's expecting to lose it by millions and millions of votes, but by winning the Electoral College in a handful of states, five, six, seven states. And thus he's getting all these billionaires to pledge all this dark money. I mean, this election this year, it's going to be very interesting. We're going to see the Democratic Party, which is doing really great fundraising. You're going to see the Democratic Party running actual ads and running things through the Federal Election Commission, you know, being honest and transparent. And you're going to see the Republican Party doing very, very little. But you're going to see the consequences of mind-boggling billions of dollars in dark money that is unaccountable. You don't know where it came from. Some of it may well have come from foreign governments. Citizens United legalized that, as John Paul Stevens pointed out in his dissent. He said this decision would have legalized Tokyo Rose, in fact. So you're going to see, we're just going to see the country being swamped with dark money. It's going to be a real test of our democracy. But anyhow, we need to fix the Electoral College, or we need to essentially get rid of it. And the way to do this is through this nationalpopularvote.com. You can find it. And the reason I'm highlighting this is twofold. Number one, Maine just did it. Michigan's about to do it. So it's kind of in the news. It's a newsworthy moment. But the second reason, and I think this is a very important one, is that we really have a possibility of pulling this thing off. It's entirely possible that because abortion is going to be on the ballot in so many of these red states, I mean, we just saw this in Florida this week, right? That the state Supreme Court said, yes, you can have abortion on the ballot, that you're going to have huge turnout that might flip the state blue. I mean, you're still going to have DeSantis as governor, I believe, for another 2 years, but, that's not the case in every red state across the country. And there's a very real possibility the Democrats are going to pick up a couple of more states. And if they do and they can get them into the interstate compact, hey, good news. Especially Texas. Texas would be huge, although I'm not sure if Greg Abbott is up for re-election or not. Texas is going to be, it's going to be tough to dislodge the Republicans there because they've done such a good job of suppressing the vote and purging the voter rolls. The same thing going on in Georgia. We're expecting at least 1 million people to be purged from the Georgia voting rolls this year. And they just passed legislation making it even easier to purge people from the voting roll. But in any case, check out the list over at nationalpopularvote.com. It's fascinating, and I think that this is something that we should be planning for. We need to get ready for it. So that's my rant today over at HartmanReport.com. Are Republicans starting to realize that Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans are dancing to Putin's tune? Sounds like it. The House Foreign Affairs Committee, the chairman is a Republican from Texas by the name of Michael McCaul. Not Michael McFaul. He's the former U.S. ambassador to Russia who shows up on MSNBC all the time. Michael McCaul is a conservative Republican from Texas. He describes himself as a Reagan Republican. And Reagan was no fan of the Soviet Union, as you'll recall. So this is what the Puck News Washington correspondent reported. I'll skip over that. McCall said, I think Russian propaganda has made its way into the United States, unfortunately, and it's infected a good chunk of my party's base. He's specifically talking about Republicans who don't want to send more aid to Ukraine, but he's more generally talking about other issues as well. He says, unlike 1939, we want to provide deterrence so that we don't have to send anyone over there, because the next thing the Russians will do is attack Moldova, Georgia, and then part of the Baltics, or at least provoke a lot. So I think it's just preventative. And this is like the most rational argument for Ukraine aid, is that if you stop Russia and Ukraine, we're not going to have to fight a war with Russia. But if you don't stop Russia and Ukraine, Putin and his generals have already made it very clear that Moldova and Poland are next. And possibly the Baltic states, particularly Latvia, Lithuania, all three of them, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, the three Baltic states. So, I suppose you could say Finland is too, but... in any case, that's what's going on, and he goes on to say, there's a new wing of isolationism, and it takes you again back to the 1930s. That was not helpful. But we had been involved earlier and provided that, had we been involved earlier, he's talking about World War II. He says, I understand, he says he understands the pacifism in the Republican Party in the late 1930s, early 1940s, because World War I had been such a bloody war. But then he goes on to say, Americans were like, we don't want to have to go over there and save Europe again. But had we been involved earlier and provided that a deterrence, we could have saved a lot of blood and treasure. Spot on. I mean, this is, he goes on to say, I just see so many parallels between then and what's happening right now. And if we fail in this aid package, and Putin does take Ukraine, and it won't take him very long, then where will the United States be? Yeah, I'm telling you, this is one of the major issues of our time. And Donald Trump, because he is beholden to Vladimir Putin. I mean, his little enterprise, his little social media enterprise, according to some news reports, has been bailed out or kept alive on life support by Russian American who has ties to, one of the big cheeses in Russian intelligence. I mean, how? It's like Trump is constantly, everything that Trump does, it seems these days, either has money from Saudi Arabia or money from Russia attached to it. How much longer can we tolerate that sort of thing? I mean, this is just crazy. C-R-A-Z-Y. In a big way. So, might the FCC bring back net neutrality? What is net neutrality, after all? It's been a couple of years since we've had this debate. It was 2015, I think? No, it was... I'll have to look it up. But whatever year Trump did away with net neutrality, I think maybe it was 2017. But anyhow, we'll be right back with that story. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls after this.
A single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated so that I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, the very superfoods that Dr. Marty uses in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and expires quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Our dogs Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. So the FCC is going to vote on April 25th, which is, what, about 3 weeks from now. They're going to vote on whether to restore net neutrality. What is net neutrality? Well, here's how it used to work before Trump did away with it. If you were an internet service provider, if you were the company that brings the internet into people's homes, you were classified as what's called a common carrier. A common carrier The phone company is a common carrier. There are certain expectations we have when we use the telephone. If you call somebody, you expect that nobody can listen in on your conversation without a warrant. Right? That's just a reasonable expectation of privacy. That's how it used to be on the internet. Your internet service provider, the company bringing the internet into your home, could not listen in on your conversations. Secondly, they can't charge you a different price or offer the service to you, a different quality of service based on who you're talking to. Again, on your telephone, they don't charge you, you know, a dollar a minute when you're talking to grandma and $5 a minute when you're talking to your boss, you know, for business. It's just, it's not how it works because nobody's listening. There's no, you know, it's so, you know, it's all the same. Well, you know, the internet service providers, the companies, wanted to be able to charge people extra to go to some sites or extra to have different, you know, or speed up some sites and slow down other sites in order to benefit themselves, basically. And this was illegal. So what Trump did is he blew up net neutrality. He did away with the common carrier status of these internet service providers. And now your internet service provider, the company that brings your internet into your home, or your phone company, if that's who it is, or if you're using the internet on your phone, can literally watch and read and record everything you do, your own personal emails, every site you visit, every comment you post, literally everything you do. And they can sell that information to anybody they want. They can slow down websites that they don't like. They can speed up websites that they do like. This is wrong. I mean, you know, Trump did this because he was being spiffed by the telecom industry. And so now we've got an honest broker back at the head of the FCC, Jessica Rosenworcel. And she says, the pandemic made clear that broadband is an essential service that every one of us, no matter who we are or where we live, needs to have a fair shot at success in the digital age. And so that means that we have to have broadband access that is fast, open, and fair. And, you know, first 3 years of Biden's administration, he's not been able to do this because the FCC chair position was being blocked by the Senate. Well, you know, she finally got appointed, and she's at the head of the FCC, and she's doing exactly what the Republicans were afraid she would do. This is going to reduce the profitability slightly of the internet service companies that are bringing the stuff into your house, the internet into your house, but it's going to dramatically increase your privacy rights. And if you start a small business and you don't want to get stomped by some larger business that can afford to pay your ISP not to you know, give you a high speed access, then it's going to help small businesses too. This is a good thing. This is a really good thing. And so, you know, good on the FCC and the new chair. Well, I mean, we'll see. It's going to be 2.5 weeks and there's vigorous opposition to this. Big money at stake here. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So that's my summary for the day. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break.
Like Don a grand Rosen slam morning, on your radio dial for the Packers. Packers. 1499.99.99.1 FM.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Do
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. So back in 2012, a group of scientists in the Bay Area started putting up carbon dioxide sensors to see how much CO2 was in the air. And what they have, and this is an area, part of the country, where 1 in 20 cars now are electric vehicles. So about 5% of all vehicles are electric vehicles. And what they've seen now is, over the last 5 years, a 1.8% decrease in carbon dioxide emissions. Success. It's working. And meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene just came out and said that if Mike Johnson allows any kind of legislation that might provide help to Ukraine against Russia onto the floor of the House, she, on Vladimir Putin's behalf, she is going to demand that Mike Johnson lose his job, that he get kicked out as House Speaker. Because, you know, she loves Putin. It's just, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Vladimir Putin sitting in a tree, right? Anyhow, 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Tom. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I know it's early yet and polling's stupid, but I watched Joe Scarborough the last couple mornings, and it seems like Trump's starting to lose his steam. What was it, 60-35 with one woman? 63-35? But, I mean, like, he's up 1 in Georgia, 2 in North Carolina. The best poll was, and they call this a liar, 48-38 in Pennsylvania, he's down. But it seems like he's hit his peak since, what was it, Modern Common or some poll? I never heard of him.
Yeah.
Biden was 49-30-43.
Right, and they're saying that poll is an outlier. But I think that this fall is going to be an absolute blowout. You know, I mean, we have not yet begun to see or we've only seen the smallest sample of the advertising that the Biden administration is going to be doing, or the Biden campaign is going to be doing, you know, as we go into this election. Like I keep saying, you know, the election has not yet really started. It doesn't start until September. Yeah. And, you know, it's just going to be, I think it's going to be a blowout. And I think that I think we're going to flip a couple of states, too. But we'll see.
Well, you know what I didn't know about? Raphael Warnock invested in. I didn't know we had money. We are big time in the Asian vote that won them. And you know what? They say by 2030, the Asian vote's going to top the Hispanic vote because, let's fix it, 200,000 Chinese leave. They ain't going to miss them. They say the Asian vote is 78-22 against Trump.
Yeah. Yeah,
they say
but Asians are a much smaller percentage of the population than Hispanics. There's more Hispanics than there are black people in the country right now.
Yeah, but by 2030 or something, they say the Asians are going to be just crawling up them.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. But I think the Asian vote is consequential. Russ, thanks a lot for the call. Al in Bliss, New York. Hey, Al, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say this, and I think that the Democrats should just pound this message over and over again. The Trump administration was warned by their very own trade advisor, Peter Navarro, that a pandemic would hit the U.S., costing our economy trillions of dollars and thousands to well over a million lives. They also failed to send the CDC and the infectious disease arm of the military to Wuhan, China, as well as the failure to shut down travel. Tom, why are the Democrats not pounding on this message? Right. We wouldn't have had a shutdown. People wouldn't have been quarantined. We wouldn't have had to wear masks. I'm sorry, I'm not pronouncing the word right. But I'm just so angry about this. They failed. They dropped the ball, just like the Bush administration failed to protect us from the worst attack on American soil.
Yeah, I don't think they dropped the ball in that they could have stopped COVID, because that, you know, that jumped
species. Well, yes, they could have, but if they had sent the CDC and the military to down there where the lab was, they would have been able to contain the virus
The Chinese were covering that up. I mean, I think it would have been a real challenge. But where Trump did fail I mean, he started out on March 12th, I believe it was, or 13th, something like that. He shut the country down, essentially, as did every other country in the world. The other countries of the world stayed shut down until the fall, until well into the fall or until the vaccine became available. Trump didn't. He opened the country back up on April 8th. And that was because on April 8th, there was that New York Times headline saying that it was mostly black people dying from COVID. And had he not opened the country back up, he could have avoided 500,000 unnecessary deaths in the United States. I mean, it would have hurt our economy. And that was all he cared about, frankly, because he thought that was the key to his reelection. But it would have saved a lot of lives.
Right.
And I think that's what they need to be pounding on.
Right. Didn't the Republican Party campaign against a deadly pandemic? Didn't they tell the American people? I mean, if you had that clip of Bob Woodward talking to Donald Trump on the phone, I'd appreciate it if you could play that. That was a good example.
Yeah.
If that was a really good example of the president lying to the American people, saying but admitting on a phone call with Bob Woodward that the virus was 10 times more deadlier than the flu.
Yeah, he didn't say 10 times. He just said far, far deadlier. Yeah, or far more serious or whatever.
I'm pretty sure he said 10 times deadlier.
Yeah. Well, I don't recall that. But anyway, in any case, the point, your point is well taken. And Trump, you know, Trump didn't just lie to the American people. Jared Kushner thought that having, you know, that blaming the pandemic on blue state governors and pointing out to Americans that it was mostly black people dying was a smart political strategy. And I mean, you know,
unbelievable.
It really is. And it really needs to be publicized more widely. I'm with you, Al. Al, thank you for the call. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Well, yesterday you were talking about how Nebraska's unicameral was voting on whether to allow the congressional. We have three congressional districts that each get their own separate vote.
Omaha
is one of those.
For the Electoral College, right.
Yeah. And Omaha quite often votes blue.
Yep.
And so what they were trying to vote on and decide was, do we want to allow these Democrats? Hush. Do we want to allow that, or shall we just roll everything? Whoever takes the state, they roll right over Omaha and everything else, and it all votes Republican.
I was surprised that was defeated.
Republican. It was sort of 36-8, but it's tabled. It has six more days before they say, okay, it's a dead deal.
So they can bring
it
back.
And then the session ends.
Right.
So somebody can still bring it up. And the problem is, here's how Nebraska Republicans run Nebraska. Pete Ricketts was governor for two terms. He got termed out. He was quite wealthy. He managed to afford to pay for his own run for governor. And then he decides to invest very heavily in Jim Pillen, another Republican, to be governor. Jim Pillen wins the governorship in November 22. January 8th of 2023, suddenly Senator Ben Sasse decides to resign and become president of a college in Florida. Bingo, he's gone. Disappears, never to be heard from again. January 12th, new governor Jim Pillen appoints old governor Pete Ricketts to be the interim senator because Pete Ricketts was termed out, but he's not termed out as senator.
Yep.
So now he's also won another election on May 14th of this year to be the senator for six more solid years.
Right.
So you have one guy shaking another guy's hand. They're all Republicans. And, hey, got enough money? We can do this. We can keep everybody Republican.
Keep it all in the family.
Like it.
Yeah,
keep it all in the family.
Amazing.
And that's what they've done.
Amazing.
So when 36 people said no, we kind of think Omaha and these other districts ought to have a say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people there that don't vote Republican. That should be okay.
You would think.
And,
although
so we'll see. We have 6 days.
Yeah, Nebraska, what Nebraska has done, if other red states did that, it would eliminate the need to do away with the Electoral College. No other red state is going to do that. And I'm you know, disappointed to hear that there's six more days that they might bring this back up. We'll have to keep an eye on it. Sandra, thank you.
Well,
thanks for the information.
Sure.
I truly appreciate the report from Nebraska. Thank you. Stephen in Covington, Georgia. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Another caller already mentioned the 2004 presidential election, so I won't repeat that, but I don't think you can claim definitively that if the national popular vote had been in effect in 2000s, I don't think you can definitively claim that Al Gore would have won that election, because the entire electoral strategy of both candidates would have been vastly different. I mean, in the 2016 election, you know, it was for Hillary Clinton, you know, there was all this talk about the blue wall. That was states. It has never been a campaign to win the most votes. It's been a campaign to win the most states in order to get the Electoral College. So
your point is well taken, Stephen, and here's how it would play out. Right now, neither campaign is spending much effort at all in the major red and blue states, in like California, Texas, New York, Florida. You know, these are huge states with large populations that could really swing an election, and yet no campaign is spending any money in those states because it's a foregone conclusion how they're going to vote. If the Electoral College is done away with, you're going to see national campaigning. And you're going to see much higher levels of turnout in both, you know, all red and all blue states. And in that regard, the blue states have a whole lot more people than the red states. The Democratic senators, for example, represent 186 million Americans. Republican senators only represent 143 million Americans. So if the efforts are spread across the country evenly, you're going to see a higher proportion of Democratic turnout, frankly. And I think that the margins would be even bigger by which Al Gore would have beat George W. Bush and Donald Trump would have lost to Hillary Clinton.
I don't necessarily believe that's the case, because in just the last election, a majority of voters voted for Republicans in the House of Representatives. It was an outright majority. And I'll finish with this. You know, you talk about a majority of voters voting. Hillary Clinton did not get a majority. Al Gore did not get a majority. Bill Clinton did not get a majority twice. His first election in 1992, he only won 43% of the vote.
Well, that's because it's almost impossible to get a majority when you've got a substantial third-party candidate, or even an insubstantial one. I mean, Jill Stein got more votes than the margin between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in 2016 in three or four of those swing states. If Jill Stein not been on the ballot, just like Ralph Nader not been on the ballot in Florida, Al Gore would have easily walked away with Florida. So yeah, again, I don't think
you can claim to be supporting voter, elections, direct voter elections, while saying that third-party candidates should run. I belong to the chopped liver of political parties. Yeah. I'm a libertarian,
The bottom line is that we need to have democracy in this country. The person that wins the majority of the votes should be the person who becomes president, and it hasn't been for a while.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
47 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, 98.1 FM, WRJN.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Blue River CrossFit programs, great food at Dogs and Cream, and certificates for Happy 8 collectibles. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Lowesfirst.com. Click on Big Deals.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with Superbeats Heart Chews. I can get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Compared to the healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeets are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with my Superbeets Heart Chews. That's why I've been taking them for almost a decade. They're so convenient to take. I just love them. Superbeets Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from Superbeets, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. There's no pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. There's no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeets Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeets Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. TomLovesBeets.com. And I do. 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here, Tyrone in Harlem, New York. Hey, Tyrone, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking the call. I remember this old commercial saying you can learn a lot from a dummy. Not to say that Donald Trump is a dummy, but I see him as the destruction that we recognize when you crash a dummy into, put him inside a car and crash.
Yeah, those were the old seatbelt mans, weren't they, Tyrone?
Yeah, and it is tell you the damage that it does to a person's body.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this president is doing to our democracy. He's showing us how devastating this, how weak this country can be towards someone that want to wreak havoc.
Yeah.
And if we don't learn from what he's doing, and how to push back it, because we were supposed to learn with Nixon, we were supposed to learn with Reagan, we were supposed to learn with Bush, and we were supposed to learn how to fix the problems that we have in our laws and our Constitution and what have you.
Right.
He's playing this little the Constitution don't actually say something exactly the way it's supposed to say. So guess what? It's a loophole. I can use it as a loophole because they don't tell me that the president is not supposed to kill anybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they don't actually say that, so I should be able to do it. So it's just we need to learn as a country how to stand up against these bullies. That's what they are, because only a bully would do something to somebody that they feel they can actually get away with no retribution, no backlash. So I'm going to do it because I can.
Yeah, and that's
so this
Trump's
is what,
motto.
This is what the Trump is doing. Yeah. So if this country don't realize that these people, they're out here. This is what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a thing that I'm doing it because I don't like you personally. I'm doing it because I can do it, and you allow me to do it.
Yeah.
So it's how
Trump has gotten away with basically, you know, robbing people blind his whole entire life, you know, lying to people and committing fraud and things like that. Yeah. No, excellent points.
That's what he does.
Excellent points. I got to move along, but thank you. That was brilliant. Martin in Philadelphia. Hey, Martin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, how you doing today?
Good.
So I've been listening to a lot of these pundits on the Russia-Ukraine situation, and there's a narrative going around that Putin wants to expand the Soviet Union. And I'm just trying to rack my brain. Why aren't these NATO nations and European countries putting troops in Ukraine if this is the case? They should be terrified, but it seems like that's not the case. I'm just trying to figure out, is that really true, or is that just propaganda scare tactics to the public?
Putin has said that he wants to restore greater Russia. I mean, this was the last major speech he gave on Ukraine. It was an hour and a half long speech, and he rambled on and on and on about how Ukraine isn't a real country. Many of these countries in Europe are not real countries. They're just all, you know, they used to be part of Russia. Russia needs to restore its empire, blah, 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 blah. You know, he just laid it right out, you know, that he's going to take this land. The reason that these other countries are not putting troops on the ground, but they are sending in weapons and they are sending money, is because when you put troops on the ground, you're in a state of war officially. When you supply weapons, you are not officially in a state of war. You're simply, you know, it's simply international trade, as it were. And, you know, none of those countries wants to be the first to say, okay, we're at war with Europe, or we're at war with Russia here in Europe. And you know, I think the last thing anybody should want is another. I mean, this is World War I was in Europe, World War II was in Europe. I mean, how many more wars in Europe are we going to have? So that's why they're holding back, Martin. But they're very, very concerned. And thank you for the call. They're very, very concerned that Putin is not going to stop at Ukraine, because he's not going to stop at Ukraine. His generals have said he's not going to stop at Ukraine. His number two guy, Medvedev, just 2 weeks ago said that they're not going to stop at Ukraine. Speaking of Ukraine, on the other side of this break, Phil Itner, live from Ukraine, is going to fill us in on what's going on there right now. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Your home for the Bucks. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
CBS News brief. It was called a frank discussion as President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a call he needs to do more to keep civilians safe in Gaza and ease the humanitarian crisis. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes has more.
The White House was incredibly vague, wouldn't tell us what kinds of changes they're considering. But one thing that appears to be off the table is any kind of new conditioning of military aid or halting of military aid.
A man working on a crane in Fort Lauderdale was killed today when part of the crane fell off and crashed to a bridge below. Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue Chief Stephen Gollan.
Our crews immediately went to work stabilizing the area, stabilizing the rest of the building, and evacuating the area to make sure the scene was safe.
We then went to WRJN and W260 CBC, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.